You're listening to Consider This, Episode 4, for June 29, 2012.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome back to Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, moving swiftly through the political landscape, because I'm on the clock. This is the podcast where we talk politics in 10 minutes or less. The last time I got on my high horse, it only lasted 8 minutes and 40 seconds. But this isn't a rodeo or the Olympic trials. Let's spend some quality time together. But, you know, quickly. Okay, this is episode number 4 of a podcast that is ostensibly one where we have something of a dialogue. And yet I have not received any feedback at all from either of you listeners. So let's see who will be the first step into history by either emailing me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or commenting on the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com or leave a message on the Facebook page for the Consider This podcast or tweet me at ctpodcasting. That's CT as in cold tuna. And now that I have 4 episodes in the can, that should be enough for the both of you to decide how well you like this. Please look up Consider This in the iTunes directory and give us an honest assessment of the show. Pick a number of stars, let's say 5, for example, and then an honest, glowing, but honest review. I'd really appreciate that. The Supreme Court ruled on the Affordable Care Act, and at the end of this I have my first thoughts on it, but I'll save a more detailed look at it for a later show. This is a big deal and deserves more than just a couple of minutes. But for now, stand back, here we go. Dun & Bradstreet runs a database that keeps track of government contract numbers, making sure that each contract written has a unique one. The cost of this high-tech, now-serving number machine? $19 million. Every year. 10 years ago, it was costing $1 million per year, but government took this system and started having it do more and more than it was originally required to do. Does that sound familiar? Sort of like, virtually every single other government program ever created? LaShawn Barber asked the question on Facebook, "Do you sympathize with illegal aliens brought to the U.S. as children?" I like the response by one guy. He said, "I think the word sympathize is problematic. Do I feel badly for kids who are put in a tough spot by their parents, government, etc.? Of course, who wouldn't? However, I also would feel badly for kids whose parents robbed me of $1,000 and used it to feed and house them. I don't want to encourage that behavior. And I would want my money back." Quote, "NHS doctors," that's the National Health Service in Britain, "are prematurely ending the lives of thousands of elderly hospital patients because they are difficult to manage or to free up beds," a senior consultant claimed. Wow, they don't have death panels in Britain. They've bypassed the middleman and passed the killings on to the doctors themselves. It's so bad that about 130,000 elderly patients are essentially euthanized each year to free up bed space and or cut costs. But then, this must happen when a government, concerned only for the bottom line, makes decisions on that basis alone. Liberals think that socialized medicine is the best way to get the greedy corporations out of it. Well, let me tell you something. There's no one greedier and more heartless than a politician who makes life and death decisions based on what can get him or her reelected. It trades the devil you know for the devil you should have known all along, but you pretended that it wasn't a devil so that you could get your utopian vision validated. Not exactly a smart move, Sherlock. The Supreme Court ruled that the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, its individual mandate was unconstitutional as written but upheld it as a tax, thus making Obama's claim that it wasn't a tax less credible. Okay, not credible, but in essence, the law was upheld. Here are a few quick takes on this. Justice Kennedy joined with three other conservatives to say that the whole law was unconstitutional, while Chief Justice Roberts joined with the liberals to uphold it? Oh, keep your eyes in the skies for flying pigs. But let's also remember that it was a conservative justice that broke ranks. Does anyone believe any of the liberal ones didn't already have their minds made up? The media never seems to call their lockstep voting partisan. Funny that. And if the mandate is now just a tax, could a President Romney, let's say, tell the IRS not to collect it? I mean, if you agree that the president can pick and choose what laws he will and will not enforce, for example, the Defense of Marriage Act, or using his power to create portions of a bill that did not pass, like the DREAM Act, then this falls within his purview, would it not? This whole business about the president acting unilaterally against what Congress has done is quite the double-edged sword. The election in November has come fully in focus now because of this. There's a clear distinction between the candidates. One wants to keep this, one wants to repeal it. The final fate of the ACA now falls into the hands of the voters, and there may be a huge backlash against it. And finally, the power of the Congress under the Commerce Clause was at least restricted, since the court ruled that the way the mandate was written was outside that power. That, at least, was some silver lining around this particular cloud. Its power via taxation, however, has now become absolute, going where I don't think it's gone before. There is no limiting principle on what they can do, or, more specifically, what they can make you do. The Constitution was written by guys who knew their history, and how government's tendency is to grow and take over more and more power. It was written to limit the federal government, but now that power has had one of its biggest shackles unlocked. Congress is less likely to pass something that is actually called a tax increase, and so that's something of a silver lining as well, but as a precedent, this is incredibly dangerous. And because of this, I want to say to anyone who has ever complained that the government should get out of one area or another of their lives where it has no business, just remember that now it can direct your every purchase if it chooses. After it takes out taxes, it can still tell you how to spend the rest. If you supported this bill, then you have helped to open that Pandora's box. You can no longer credibly complain that the government's meddling in anything. You helped give it that power. Consider this. And thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your reactions and comments. Check out the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for links to the stories and a place to have your say, or just email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. I'm Doug Payton. Join me again next time for a 10-minute or less trip through politics and culture.